Well, hey there. Welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I love getting to serve as part of the team here at Sugar Hill Church. Honestly, the summer is flying by. It really is. I mean, we're almost to July, and man, it is just screaming by us. But at the same time, there's been so many good things happening with middle school camp, then kids camp, then high school camp, and small groups that are serving together throughout the summer. There's just really, there's a lot of great things going on. And so I hope you're plugged into all of that, but also I hope you're getting ready for this fall. There's so many good things coming down the pipe that I hope you'll be part of. So already be thinking about this fall, and especially be thinking about whether you've got a kiddo, a teenager, or you as an adult getting plugged into a group and doing life with a group of people that you can call friends, that you can call your family, so that Sugar Hill Church continues to be a place that really feels like home. Today on the podcast, I want to jump into a verse that has encouraged me so many times throughout the years. It's probably been 14 years or so since the first time it really resonated with me. And honestly, I come back to it over time. Here's what it says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. Paul's writing, and honestly, there's been people that were questioning his motives and questioning why he was doing what he was doing. And here's how Paul says it. He says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." Now, let me just read it again so you can dial into it. "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." And so today I want to think about difficulty. And could it be that every difficulty can be used for developing us? We're all going to go through difficulties in this life. And our gut reaction typically is to blame somebody else. But here's the deal today. It doesn't matter where that difficulty came from. It could be from any random place in our life. What I found is that God can still use it for His purpose in our life. Even when we do something dumb, God can still use it. Even when other people hurt us intentionally, God can still use it. Even when the devil has bad stuff that he's trying to trip us up with in life, God can still pull something good out of it. I mean, isn't that the great truth of God, is that God can reach into any dark situation and He can pull something good out of it. And so God's purpose is bigger than all of that. It's bigger than our problems. It's bigger than that pain. Even in the middle of it, God still has a plan that is moving forward. And so my encouragement is that we would look past that temporary pain, that we would look past that temporary difficulty, and we would instead look at the long-term benefit that God is doing in our life. Romans chapter 5 is paraphrased this way in verses 3 and 4. It says, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us to learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us, and it helps us trust God more each time we use it, until finally our hope and our faith are strong and steady." So sometimes we ask that question, well, what's the purpose of pain? What's the purpose of difficulties in our life? Well, I would say God wants us to learn something. Every storm is a school. Every trial is a teacher. Every experience is an education, and every difficulty can be used in our development. Most of us, if we're honest, we're slow learners. And if we don't learn something the first time, God's going to bring it back again and again and again. It'll come back. Why? Because God's more interested in our character than He is in our comfort. He's more interested in making us like Christ than He is in making things easy for us. And so I don't know what that difficulty is for you today. You may be facing something major. It could be an illness. It could be some sort of financial problem. It could be a strain in a relationship. But the question of the day is, does God have a message for us while we're going through it? I think so. God's saying to us today, don't give up, but instead grow up. I love how the brother of Jesus says it in James 1 verse 4. "Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." The truth is, every difficulty can be used for your development. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.